welcome to the Lockdown Podcast Show with me, Zoe Giles, and my producer,
Vicky Rimmer.
We have made three sound specials for you all about explorers. Today on the show we have author Vashti Hardy. Vashti is the author of Bright Storm, Dark Whispers and Wild Spark. We are also going to be joined by Murray, who's going to tell us a bit about the books he's been reading. This is episode one of a series of three about explorers. In the second episode, we talked to William Grill about Shackleton and his amazing Antarctic expedition. And in episode three, we talked to Felicity Aston, a real-life Antarctic explorer. We are lucky enough now to be able to see friends and family at a distance, and we have been doing stuff outdoors with them, going to the beach, going on walks and having a good time. We have based these next few episodes on explorers and the outdoors. We sent a Twitter message asking who people's favourite explorers are, and lots of people replied. So I chose five and found out a bit about them. Annabel Evans from Warwickshire has said her favourite explorer is Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart was the first female to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She was born in 1897, and when she was 23, her dad paid for her to go on a model aeroplane at a fair and she instantly fell in love with it. In 1928, she flew solo across the Atlantic Ocean and landed the role as the first female to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1937, she took off from Oakland, California to fly around the world for the second time. Unfortunately, her plane went down near Howland Island and her co-pilot were never found. Joining us now on the show is Vashti Hardy, author of Bright Storm. This enjoyable adventure by Vashti sees twins Arthur and Maudie Brightstorm join a skyship race to discover South Polaris. Arthur and Maudie Brightstorm are devastated by the news that their father, a daring explorer, has died in a failed attempt to reach the South Polaris. A mysterious clue leads the twins to question the story they've been told. To find the truth, they must undertake the journey of a lifetime. Hello and welcome to the show, Vashti.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you for having me along.
For listeners who haven't read Bright Storm, your first book, can you tell us a bit about it?
I can. I have a copy here. It's an adventure story, and it's an adventure not set on planet Earth. It's set in another world called the Wide, which is very similar to planet Earth, but different as well. So you get different creatures. There are creatures that are sapient, so a little bit more intelligent, maybe, than the creatures you find on Earth. And it's a world of exploration. So the explorers in the world of Bright Storm are the celebrities of that world. Like, we might look up to pop stars. People in the world of the Wide look up to explorers.
We know your books are all about exploring. Who are your favourite explorers or stories about explorers?
So I bought this book, and in it there's an advert that Ernest Shackleton put in to find his crew. And it says, men wanted... We wouldn't do that now, would we? We'd say people wanted, women and men wanted, for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return, doubtful, honour and recognition in case of success, replied to Ernest Shackleton. So I saw the advert and I thought, what a great start for an adventure story. What if two children replied to an advert like that? And then Arthur and Maudie came into my imagination, and I thought, what would be their reason? And then I thought of their dad having lost his life in the South and no one believing that the truth isn't quite as it appears. Yeah. And so they have to take it upon themselves to follow in his footsteps. So Ernest Shackleton was a really big kind of spark for me to write that. People like Edmund Hillary as well, the first him and Tenzing Norgay became the first people to reach the top of Mount Everest. Yeah. But I love, there's aspects of their personality that when I read accounts of them, I draw things and put them into my characters. So Harriet Culpepper is kind of drawn of aspects of that, and Amelia Earhart, the aviator, she's kind of, parts of her have gone into Harriet Culpepper. So it's interesting, even though I write fantasy, you can take real life and kind of use elements and feed it into your characters and situations.
What were your other favourite books that you have written?
My other books so far are, so Wild Spark, this one came out after Brightstorm, and this is the one that won the Blue Peter.
Yeah.
That was really exciting, and that's kind of mixes, I love ghost stories and I love invention and technology, as you probably know from my books, but yeah. This mixes kind of, I was thinking, what if you could mix ghosts and robots? What would that world be? What could the problems be? What would the characters be? I think sometimes Your best magic comes from mixing your best interests.
Your evil character is popular, isn't she?
She is. And, you know, maybe wrongly so, I would say. What would you say?
Well, she's quite evil in like a way where people think she's really good, but she's actually horrible.
Yeah, there's a lot to her. Do you know what? I call her a sugar-coated baddie because, you know, she's one way on the outside, isn't she? She might appear very upstanding and a pillar of the community and beautiful, and, you know, she belongs to this good family of explorers, but inside, you know, there's a lot more going on. She's got a bit of a rotten core, hasn't she? She's got a bit of a dark side.
Vashti will be back later in the show to tell us more about Brightstorm. Next up, we have Murray, who's going to be telling us about his favourite book this summer. Hello, Murray. Welcome to the Lockdown Podcast Show.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about the book that you've been reading, Shadow Jumper?
The main character, Jack, is allergic to the sun, which means that the only time he can be outside is at night. He spends his time jumping from roof to roof, and one night he nearly falls, but is saved by a girl called Beth, and they become friends.
What did you like about the book?
Jack and Beth go on an adventure with lots of twists and turns that keep you guessing.
Okay. Who is your favourite character?
My favourite character is Jack, because he loves climbing and jumping.
What character do you think is most like you and why?
I think Jack and I are really similar due to our love of climbing.
Out of 10, what would you rate it?
I'd rate it a 9 out of 10.
Wow, that's good. What are you doing for the rest of the summer, Murray?
As I'm starting secondary school in September, I'm getting ready for school.
What have you done so far?
Not much. I've come back from France, so I'm in quarantine.
What other books have you been reading?
On my holiday, I also read this book called Spy School.
Tell us a bit about it.
Spy School is about this boy called Ben Ripley and his team, Erica Hale, who's in a legacy of spies and espionage. Zoe and Mike, his best friend, and I read Spy School Go South and Spy School British Invasion.
Okay. This episode is all about explorers. Who is your favourite explorer?
Neil Armstrong.
Would you like to go to the moon?
Definitely. I would like to know the feeling of being completely weightless.
Okay.
What I liked about Neil Armstrong was he one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for joining us, Murray.
Thank you for having me, Zoe.
On today's show, we're doing a countdown of explorers. Our second explorer was chosen by Wallace Anderson from Folkestone. Annie Londonderry was the first woman to cycle around the world. She took a bet with two businessmen in Boston, saying that she could cycle around the world in 15 months for £5,000 each. That was a lot of money back in 1894. So Annie left her husband and three children to go and cycle around the world, and she arrived back in Boston exactly 15 months later, having completed her journey around the world. Welcome back to the show, Vashti Hardy. Where is your favourite place to write?
Yes, I'm really good at just sneaking away anywhere, like sitting on my bed and writing, or on the sofa, or in the garden. So for me, it's just, I'll put my headphones in, listen to a soundtrack or something, and get into the mood of the world that I'm creating, and I'll just escape. Yeah. My computer becomes my portal.
We know you as an amazing author, but what other jobs have you had?
Oh, thank you. I've done a few other things. I was a teacher for a while.
Okay, what was that like?
It was really good because I got to bring my love of books and writing into the classroom all the time.
Are you planning to write any other books?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to do a Wild Spark sequel. Would be lovely. Yeah. I've got an idea. So fingers crossed. And for the Brightstorm series, I've got a few more ideas. I think there's lots of other adventures I have in that world.
Are your characters based on anyone you know?
I think little snippets of people that you come across and yourself tend to go into characters quite a lot, and so that it might not be anyone specific, but you know, luckily I've never met a Eudora Vane. But there are some people that you meet in life that, you know, at first they seem really nice, but when you get to know them, you think, oh, actually maybe you're not all that you kind of appeared to be. Like, they're putting on a front, aren't they? So she kind of represents those, and we all come across those people, don't we? We all know them.
Which character was the most fun to write?
Probably, actually, Felicity is really fun to write because she's just a bundle of loveliness and kind of, you know, she'll put her foot in things a bit. Eudora, I love writing the bad characters. They're really fun because you can... The thing is with bad characters, someone said to me once, the baddie is the hero of their own story. So in their world, they're totally justified in their actions and in their behaviour. And from their perspective, they are the hero. So that makes you think that you've always got to think, you can't just have a baddie being bad for the sake of being bad. There has to be reasons behind and depth behind why they're doing what they're doing. And as a writer, that's really interesting to try and get under their skin and think, why is Eudora driven to do the things she does, and why does she believe what she does? Yeah, baddies are really fun.
Yeah, David Walliams says he likes writing the baddies.
I think it's just, yeah, you get to have a bit of fun. But then the lovely thing is when you write those scenes where, you know, they do get their comeuppance a little bit and your heroes get to triumph in some way. I mean, as you know from Brightstorm, you know, things don't 100% go the Brightstorm's way. And I think that was important to me because real life, it's not like that, is that things go wrong for us all and sad things happen and horrible things happen. But it's how you come together and how you can maybe find family in unexpected places. So how the crew become Arthur and Maudie's kind of new family. In a way, and how strong they are together, and that's how you kind of triumph over things. So getting to that stage where you're writing those scenes where things, you know, maybe if they haven't all worked out exactly as they'd hoped, there's always hope at the end of the story, and there's always positive things that come out of it, and a new day on the horizon.
To our countdown of explorers. Niles Billington from Norfolk chose Nellie Bly. Nellie Bly was an American journalist. She was also a writer, inventor, and a charity worker. She was known for her 72-day journey around the world. She was trying to beat Jules Verne's fictional character, Phileas Fogg's record of around the world in 80 days. She went around the world using trains and boats, but she fell behind. Her boss managed to book her a private train to get her back 8 days before the Phileas Fogg record. Patrick Nars from Yeovil chose Ernest Shackleton as his favourite explorer. The South Pole had been conquered a few years prior by Roald Amundsen, so Shackleton set a more ambitious goal: land on Antarctica and cross 1,800 miles over the entire continent. This is probably the baddest and maddest expedition story I know, and I'm going to cover it in the next episode, but it's worth knowing now that if you made the film after the true life events of this expedition to Antarctica and all that went wrong, no one would believe it. Now back to our interview with amazing author Vashti Hardy. Vashti, why are you so interested in explorers?
That sort of person and personality is very interesting to explore, and their reasons for doing what they're doing can be like quite varied in some ways, but there's common threads and things. When I was writing Brightstorm, I was thinking, you know, a lot of the traits of explorers and adventurers, it's quite similar actually to traits that you might have as a creative person. Mm. And the sort of, you know, the boldness, the tenacity, the drive, the kind of that dogged determination to find a way through and to overcome barriers and to not sort of, you know, to not let things get in your way and to find a creative route around things, and to have that kind of that strong, you know, centre and ability to kind of stay calm even though when things are really tough. It, all those sort of aspects, it, I kind of felt like I was almost writing a parallel for the writing journey and what it's like. But I think it's, I hope I get to write more of the Brightstorm adventures, because yeah, there's so much to explore. And you, because it's set in another world, you can look at the real world with an objective eye, because you're sort of taking it out and putting it in this different environment. You can ask lots of questions about how we do things on this planet and how we've explored and what your responsibilities are as an explorer, and, you know, the issues that can come from that, how we treat animals, how as humans we tend to put ourselves on the top of that pinnacle, don't we, and see everything falling beneath us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Zoe. It's been really lovely chatting to you, and thank you for your brilliant questions.
We would like to thank amazing author Vashti Hardy for giving up her time to help us, Murray for his amazing book suggestions, and all the people who've told us their favourite explorers. We would also like to thank you for listening to our podcast. Join me in the next episode when we talk to author and illustrator William Grill. If you want to hear more about our podcasts, follow us on Twitter at Lockdown Kids, or follow us on Facebook at Lockdown Podcast Show. We hope you enjoyed the show.